Sunday Satsang, March 31st, 2024. If anyone has any questions, ask your questions. Yes, sir. Babaji Maharaj, Sannyasi Baba.
Regarding Guru Sevaka.
Where?
Guru Sevaka.
Yeah, where are they?
Yes, where? Like Krishna Das and Lord Chaitanya's trip throughout the South India. Why? Sometimes they leave their guru, or sometimes they turn against the guru. What happens in their consciousness?
What did you say?
Sometimes they turn against the guru. He was telling Krishna Das, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what happens to their consciousness?
You're asking about Lord Chaitanya, you're asking about gurus and not
Guru Sevaka. Krishna Das. Lord Chaitanya.
Bhattacharya, yeah, different servants. What are you asking?
I'm asking in general why the
servant, why disciples leave their guru?
Why the servant leaves the guru?
I can give you some names if you will ask. You're asking why do disciples leave the guru? Is that the question?
Not disciples. Like sometimes the guru's servant,
the personal servant of the guru, sometimes
the guru, why he leaves?
The guru's servant.
Personal servant.
He's also a disciple, no?
It's a general question.
I don't understand what you mean, general question.
General question. Like sometimes the personal servants of great personalities, they
leave
something.
Well, if you're talking about Lord Chaitanya, it's Leela. And all of Lord Chaitanya's Leelas have different purposes, internal and external. So external is for people of this world, internal is for his own purpose. Relishing Ras and external teaching. Every avatar, every form of the Lord that comes here has a dual function, interacting with devotees and establishing Dharma. Yadaya Yadaya Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Vyutanam Dharmasya Pratyat Vanam Sri Jamiham Parishunaya Sadhanam Vinashaya Tadushvitam Dharma Samstap Parakaya Sambhavami Jigay Jigay. So to establish Dharma, that means teaching. Lord Chaitanya established Sanatan Dharma, Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma by teaching Rupa Sanatan and other people. So why servants leave, it's partially, if they're in Maya, they leave Krishna, they leave Krishna's representative because of Maya. Because of Maya, because of material desires, because of offenses. This is the only thing that separates the jiva from Bhagavan. It's a material desire and aparad. That's it. AA, anarthas and aparads. Anarthas include sin. Punya and pap are also anartha. Punya and pap are papa karma, punya karma. They keep you in the material world. So that's an anartha. An aparad that keeps you in the material world. So aparad and anarthas remove servants or disciples or anybody from Bhagavan or Guru. So you have to be careful. Anarthas are part of our prabdha karma, so that's hard to deal with. But aparads we have some control over. Hope so. But, you know. Aparads are mostly what's warned against. Because every second one's doing bhakti, their prabdha karma is being destroyed. Like you pull the plug out, turn the fan off, it just turns around because the ball bearings and the momentum are stored up already. But no, it's not getting more power, so it's going to come slow down to a stop. This is on? Okay. Oh yeah, it's on now. Let's see right into it. Such a crappy system. Riding, riding. So uprights in the north, this is the main problem. But uprights are more fearful than anarthists. All the scriptures say, watch out for uprights, not anarthists. Because uprights pinch the heart of Bhagavan. Anarthists are just your bad luck. Your anarthists don't affect Bhagavan so much. Not directly. They affect your relation. Your anarthists affect your relationship with Bhagavan. Your uprights pinch the heart of Bhagavan. But that's not a good idea. Apara means against Radharani, against the pleasure, against satisfaction. Rad means pleasure, satisfaction. So you're displeasing Krishna. Bhakti is the psychology of love. So avarads are against that thinking of love. Psychology means thinking, feeling, and willing. That's all part of psychology. So when you're thinking, feeling, and willing, committing avarads by your thinking, by your feeling, by your actions, will or actions, that's displeasing to Bhagavan and Guru and Vaishnavas. So you're separated from Krishna and Guru and Vaishnavas because of avarads, not because of anarthas. We're all tolerating our sins. We're all tolerating. We all have lust, anger, greed, envy, madness. That's okay. Everybody in the hospital is sick, but if somebody goes crazy and runs around, you know, throwing firecrackers, that's an offense to everybody in the hospital. You just stay in the room and be sick, then that's okay. You run up and down the hallway throwing firecrackers. So rats like running around the Vaishnava Sangha throwing firecrackers. Disturbing everybody. Boom, 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 boom. Stay in the room and be sick. Cough and sneeze. You know, digest your analysis. But you don't disturb the guy next door. When you start making up rides, you start disturbing the guy next door, next country. And all little white doggies. And peacocks and frogs and mice. And avarads are very bad. Jai Jai Shri Hare.